Welcome, welcome, welcome back to Unveiled by Grace. This is your host, your brother, David Abraham. And today, we're diving into one of the most important yet often misunderstood topics for believers. Marriage. But first, before we get into it, I want to shout out everyone who's been supporting the podcast. You guys have been liking, sharing, just engaging, and also been, you know, keeping me, holding me accountable as well. When's the next podcast? When's the next episode? The last one was good. Just that helps me, you know, just stay encouraged. Not like I need too much of it, but we all need it a bit sometimes, you know. But I'm glad to be here. It's always an honor to speak to God's people, to come here and have a conversation, you know. So, yes, we are speaking about marriage because, you know, I actually posted something earlier this morning. I saw this brother speaking about the conditions we are in right now, and he was just talking about rebellion and marriage and women and men not being held accountable, being outside of the divine order of things, which we're going to discuss today. So let's get right into it. See, marriage is more than a contract. It's more than a partnership. It's more than love. Marriage is a spiritual covenant ordained by God, rooted in His divine order. And that order is clear: God first, then Christ, then the man, then the woman, then the children. See, I want to break down why this order is critical and why so many marriages are out of order, and how restoring it can strengthen your family. Scripture lays it out very clearly in Ephesians 5:22-24. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church. Hallelujah. And He is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Here's the order. Sorry, guys, I keep pausing because I'm getting, you know, messages. Please, bear with me. But here's the order: God, the foundation; Christ, the model for love and sacrifice; the husband, or the man, spiritual leader, guide, protector; the woman, supportive, respectful, submitted; children, honoring their parents, learning God's order, and thriving under a godly home. Hallelujah. See, children are important, but they are not above the marriage covenant. When children are placed before God, husband or wife, disorder follows. And we see this happen. We see this happen. And even in relationships that, you know, who didn't get married and had children with other people, right? None of us are perfect, right? But even then, a lot of the times when a new man is trying to come in and establish order, that woman will put her kids. Or even vice versa. I've even seen it done where the single man or father who brings in a new woman to be his wife, and they're dating or whatever, he's courting her, he would then put his children in the situation with his the mother of his children above the wife or the new woman in his life. It still is out of order. Children do not come before the man and the woman. And nowadays, let me tell you, these kids, my kids, I'm speaking on my kids. That's why me and my wife have to always seek counsel, right? We have to always, because these kids, man, they'll have you running through loops. They'll have you jumping and doing too much. Yes, they're our children. We love them more than anything. But y'all don't come before your mother. Y'all don't come before me, for sure. Nah, let me stop. I didn't mean to for sure. Don't get sensitive today, y'all. If you get offended, forgive me. But repent. Because this is so true. And this is why one of the reasons why a lot of relationships and marriages don't work, because the children are made into, they're put before God sometimes. Come on, we going in today. So we often see the pattern of rebellion and weakness starting with Adam and Eve. Genesis 3. Eve disobeyed God. Adam failed to lead and sin into the world. See, this dysfunction repeats in modern marriages. Come on now. I've been there. Come on now. Let's go. Let's talk about it. See, women sometimes prioritize, like I mentioned before, their children over the marriage. And men, we fail to take godly leadership seriously. Mm-hmm. See, while it's natural to love children, scripture calls for marriage first, then children. Genesis 2:24 reminds us, therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. Hallelujah. Oh yes, come on, let's go. See, and I'm speaking about this. I've been married for 10 years. I've been with my wife since I was 19. On and off, you know. Young man out here trying to figure his way out. Right? But we've been married for 10 years. And we had to even, like, just that cleaving to your wife part. Because there's some things that I brought into the relationship. There's some things that she brought into the relationship. Whether it's her power structure with her parents, whether it's my relationship with my mother and the lack of my father's presence, right? We had to sort this out. We had to really, really be helped and guided. And I thank God for all the men and women of God that He's poured into our lives over the years, because they definitely have, you know, kept us in check, accountable, and aligned. Shout out to you, Mama Nita. Hallelujah. Shout out to you, Caleb. My God. I just had to take a brief pause because as I was saying it, the Lord said, also, tell them that the marriage covenant is the primary foundation. Children are a blessing, but they should never replace the husband and wife's unity. Hallelujah. Never. And we see that sometimes, right? Even in our marriage. You know, we work with, we do, we go, just like every parent, right? Every good parent who loves their children and who works hard and to provide and teach them and grow and show them the way they should go, right? We work hard. It's a, anybody who's a parent know, it's a 25/8, 385 day. It doesn't stop. It doesn't stop. So, but we have to understand that even in that, it's God first and then our marriage. And of course, within the marriage is husband, wife. We're going to get more into that later. See, the man's responsibility, men, God calls you to lead, love, and protect. Ephesians 5:25. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. A husband who leads rightly, loves sacrificially, guides spiritually, protects the family, and keeps the marriage first, children second. Hallelujah. See, when men, when we fail to lead, my God, women sometimes overcompensate by putting children above their husbands, which leads to tension and imbalance. Come on now. Let's go there. Let's go there. See, it starts in the home. This is why the Lord put this on my heart to make this specifically around marriage, but just the order and why we're in the state we are in now as a whole. And I can't speak on other cultures and things of that nature. I really can't speak on that. But as Christians and as believers and followers of Christ, and also in the black community, and I'm not making this about race, because it's not. It's really a culture. It's really a tactic the enemy used to divide the family. But we'll, that's a whole nother thing. I'm not going to get into that. I want to stay on course, on track, right? So when we fail to lead, because it starts with us, when we fail to lead, this is when it begins. See, Adam should have led in that garden. He knew the order. He knew what God had said. But because of his love for the woman, for Eve, he put her before what God said. He put her before, my God. He put the carriage before the horse. Hallelujah. And wives, here we go, because see, this is why, hallelujah, this is why, you know, this whole submission thing, first of all, wives, submission is not weakness, and yeah, we hear it, oh, well, why you expect a woman to submit to a man who, whatever, it's like, listen, When you're not submitted, it cancels out any progress or place of quality leadership. You can't lead someone who is uncoachable, just not submitted to authority. Here we go. See these words, and hey, women, please don't get offended. And I'm not saying that all of you will, because some of you know who have husbands, and your marriage works, and it's been it's a healthy marriage, and it's built on the foundational rock, which is Christ, who is the head of your husband. Hallelujah. You already know, so I'm not really speaking to you. This is just a reminder, refresher, or just a congratulations for obeying God. Hallelujah. But for those who, you know, don't get in your feelings, and I want to be gentle, but also firm and stern in what I'm saying, because this has been the whole thing. Man, social media will have so many of us deceived. You can say, look, make your coin, okay? But your work and how you earn your coin has nothing to do with your role in a marriage. It has nothing to do with your role in a marriage. It doesn't. It doesn't. And I'm not going to get into the 50-50, 100. I'm not going to get into that, because that's not the point here. Because once you have these firm foundation. Once you have the firm foundation, whether y'all do 50, however y'all in y'all home do it, it'll work. So people get caught up on the old stop. You're distracting others from understanding and knowing the truth. I'm not saying it doesn't weigh. There has to be a balance there. There has to be a alignment there. That's not what I'm talking about. And men, I'm not on here to say, whether you pay 100% or 70%, whatever the financial plan is in your home, that's up to your home. But the foundational is God, Christ, the man, the husband, the wife, then children. Okay, so let's stay focused here. But back to the women, because the truth is, I'm speaking to the rebellious I'm speaking to that Jezebel spirit. Hallelujah. My God. So wives, submission is not weakness. Likewise, 1 Peter 3, 1 and 2 says, likewise, ye wives, be in subjection to your own husbands. Your own. No, I ain't going to do that. I'm not going to even go there. I'm not going to get into that. That's not what I do. Okay, I'm not here to play. All right, but be in subjection to your own husbands, that if any obey not the word, they also may without the word be won by the conversation of the wives. So here's a common challenge. Some wives put children above the marriage. They may sacrifice intimacy, unity, and respect for their husband. My God. Ooh, listen. Wow. And I see it. And that's why a lot of men leave. Right is right, wrong is wrong. If the intimacy starts to go away, okay, that you talk about that and you work on that. Because sometimes, you know, things happen in life where, yeah, the intimacy, we can fix that. Uh-huh. Now, unity, we have a problem. Because you going one way, I'm going this way, But respect, oh my God. It's going to take a miracle. And that's not about men and ego. See, what women have to understand that is respecting your husband is the lifeline of your marriage. See, women, y'all operate from love and affection, which a man that feels respected in his home, he will do. He will give. He will love you like Christ loves the church, which means he will be sacrificial. He will give his life. Come on now, women, hear me. But when you lose respect for your husband, my God. And I don't think women understand that. And not women, I'm not going to say that. The little girls, the immature, the babes, but the immature, the emotional immaturity, the immature, the one who hasn't grown past high school. We can say what we want all the time. We always say, oh, women are much smarter and emotionally advanced. You are. But see, the thing about a man is, when it comes to emotional, we aren't moved off of emotion. So it has very little value in how we perform, how we do what needs to be done. My God, hallelujah. Okay, so women, you have to understand that respecting your husband is your power. Hallelujah. But let's keep, I want to keep going. But this disrupts God's order. See, children must respect and honor their parents. But a wife must prioritize her covenant with her husband first. Malachi 2:14 and 15 reminds us God desires faithfulness in the marriage covenant. Oh my. See, children come after the marriage covenant. They are a blessing, a responsibility, and a treasure. Don't get me wrong. But they should never replace the husband and wife relationship. This is where we go wrong again. See, children should be raised in a home where God and parents lead. I'm telling you, because if you one of them parents who want to be liked, if you tie being liked to respect, and when it comes to your relationship with your children, my God, your kids will destroy not just your marriage, but they'll just your whole life work, your balance in your home. It'll be, man, look, I'm quick to say no. I'm quick to bust bubbles in my house because my children need to understand that there's responsibility to gain access to what you want, not need. We're going to make sure you have what you need. That's just duh. We ain't talking about that. Because God provides. So what you need, you will have. But there's a responsibility to what you want. First of all, let's lay this down now. You can't get everything you want. Not because we can't, but that's not a true reality. You can't get everything you want. You can't. And that's when it gets weird, because a lot of us, we want to give our children what we didn't have. And nothing is wrong with that. But if you're not preaching or teaching responsibility, my God, it's up. I'm telling you, it's up. So, when children are prioritized over the marriage, the home becomes out of balance. A strong marriage leads to strong children. Proverbs 22:6 says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Notice the order. Parents first, teaching and modeling God's order. Then children thrive. Hallelujah. This is good. Yeah, this segment gonna be a little longer, because I feel like once we get the homes in order, my God, my God, we can truly thrive in the things of God. Hallelujah. So, both husbands and wives must be accountable. Both. Not just the husband or not just the wife. Both. Husbands, you must lead, love, protect, and put marriage first. Wives, you must submit, respect, support, and honor the marriage first. And women, I know y'all listening. That wasn't more. It sounded like it. Hallelujah. That wasn't more. Just longer words, right? More syllables in your words. Oh, my God. Children must respect and honor parents and thrive under the guidance. See, when God's order is restored, God, Christ, man, woman, children, marriages thrive. Homes are stable and God's blessings flow. Hallelujah. So, about time to wrap it up. Remember, God's divine order exists for our blessing. God first, Christ second, man third, woman fourth, and children are fifth. That's five. Look at the grace. Hallelujah. Husbands, lead with courage and love. Wives, submit with honor and respect. And children will respect and honor their parents. And above all, put God first in every part of your life and marriage. My God. My God. Oh, thank you, Lord. This was good. This was good. This was good. So, let's pray. And then I'm going to get you guys out of here. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of marriage, for the covenant between husbands and wives, and for the family you have entrusted to us. Lord, we ask that you restore divine order in the homes of those listening. God first, Christ second, the man leading, the woman supporting, and children honoring. Father, strengthen husbands to lead with love, wisdom, and courage. Strengthen wives to submit with respect, honor, and faithfulness. Help children to respect and honor their parents and grow in your ways. Lord, remove any rebellion, weakness, or disorder in our marriages. heal, restore, and align our hearts with your word. Let our homes reflect your glory, and may your blessings flow abundantly in our families. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you guys for listening. This is Unveiled by Grace. May your family walk in God's order and experience his blessings abundantly. Until next time, this is your brother, David Abraham. Shalom.